Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The latest premiere before the summer break of the Music Theatre in Sofia was a long-awaited title, the musical The Wizard of Oz by Harold Arlen, based on the book by Frank Baum. It is directed by Nina Najdanova, a professional with a clear vision of the message she wants to convey to the young audience. She admits she finds theatre for children the most difficult thing. It is a challenge to stage a work with so many interpretations, with a film version that both experts and viewers invariably place in the top 10 best films of all times. Nonetheless, Nina Najdanova has taken the plunge into the microcosm of The Wizard of Oz, bringing together the creative energy of her co-workers, and the show is now a fact. I hope that we shall show aesthetics and style that is suited to latter-day children living in a world of a myriad of visual temptations, Nina says and adds.
Връщам се към Баум, който дали за оправдание или нещо друго е казал, исках да направя една модерна приказка, в която децата...
Baum himself says he wanted to create a modern tale in which children will feel happy, she goes on to say. And I took that very personally. I myself have a son who is 6, and I don't spend enough time with him because I hold several jobs. And I know there are many parents in that same situation. I want to make up for lost time, and what better way to do this than with fairy tales? There are things that cannot be said. They have to be shown. How to help children have courage to communicate, how they should love, how they can always feel at home. The message took shape around Baum and his character Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. She says, "Home is a place we all must find. It's not just a place where you eat or sleep. Home is knowing. Knowing your mind, knowing your heart, knowing your courage. If we know ourselves, we're always home anywhere." Listen now to Over the Rainbow, created for Judy Garland, who performs it in the 1939 movie The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
Thank you.
In the music theatre's play, this song is performed by Sandra Petrova, who plays Dorothy. She has graduated puppet acting at the Krstyu Sarafov National Academy for Theatre and Film Arts and has experience on this stage. She has performed in 3 premieres. She also performs at the puppet theatre and sings with the rock band PSS. Her father is opera singer Nikolai Petrov, known for his roles at the Music Theatre and the Sofia Opera House. It is with him that Sandra Petrova works on her vocal interpretation.
Честно казано, като всяка една певица, винаги съм си мечтала да играя Дороти. Още от когато съм започнала да се занимавам с пеене,
To tell you the truth, I have always wanted to play Dorothy, ever since the time I started singing, she says. While I was rehearsing for the role, I had all sorts of interesting moments and ups and downs. One of them was the director's wish that Dorothy should not be naive and small, but more like the teenagers of today. They know their mind so well. She wanted her to follow the road, not to her dream, but to her goal, and she attains it. The play is a fairy tale made to look like a 3D movie. We have multimedia, magnificent costumes and stage set. Every actor's dream.
There's a scarecrow swinging on a pole to some blackbirds sitting on a fence. Oh, the Lord gave me a soul, but forgot to give me common sense.
Said the blackbird, well, 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 what a thunder would you do with common sense?
Said the scarecrow,
would be pleasing just to reason out the reason of the wishes and the whiness and the whence. If I had an ounce of common sense,
if he had an ounce of common sense.
Well, what would you do, Scarecrow?
I would while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for every individual, trouble and pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why oceans never show. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing. My head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. If I only had a brain. Think some more. Yeah, it would be kind of pleasing to reason out the reason for things I can't explain. Then perhaps I'd deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain.
could dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
The Wizard of Oz at the Sofia Music Theatre is truly beautiful. Romantic clouds are replaced by children's drawings by fields and poppies. There is multimedia and a tinted transparent set in front of the actors. Conductor of the play is Igor Bogdanov. Here is what he says about his work with Nina Naidenova, describing her as a director who approaches the music gently but boldly. She herself is a musician, so there is a sound bond with the singing of the work, says Igor Bogdanov, and describes the orchestra as sympho jazz. This musical fantasy, as he calls it, has around 50 musical tricks. The characters on the stage, Dorothy, Cowardly Lion, Scarecrow and Tin Man, all follow the road to the Wizard of Oz. Inside the theatre, a little boy sitting next to me asks, "Are they real?" Yes, what is real is the yearning for miracles, the dreams we all have of a good, beautiful and wonderful world. A world in which the words, "There is nothing so depressing as boundless optimism," can only be said by the Wicked Witch. "They will all go together now," the little boy whispers, his eyes wide open, because he believes the word "together" is magical. A heart is not judged by how much you love, but by how much you are loved by others, come the words from the actors on the stage.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.